The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, before we get into things, I did want to let you all know that I did just drop a new music video for my single Alone. You can find that on my official YouTube channel, Katie Trop, YouTube/Katie Trop. And then you could also find it on my official website, katietrop.net as well. Also, a programming note, I am actually going to be out of town this weekend, so there will be no show. There will not be a show on Friday or Monday. I will actually be back Friday, January 9th with the next show. Because I will be in Phoenix recording my next album. And then also, just of note, since it is New Year's Eve and I do live in Texas, there's a good possibility that some fireworks might get blown off when I'm in the middle of this show. Hopefully not, but it is starting to get a little dark outside. And usually people start early with the fireworks. So you might hear some fireworks in the background, or you might hear some barking dogs in the background, but I will try my best to ignore it, but I just wanted to let you know if you hear that shit, that's why, because it's New Year's Eve, and people would be popping off shit off in Texas, because that's how we do. I would too, but it's too goddamn cold outside for me, so that's a no thank you. So let's get right into the playoff picture for the NFL, because, you know, since this is the final week of the regular season, I'm not going to do any power rankings today because I'm not going to do, I'm basically treating today as Friday's show. I'm going to be going through week 18. I'm also going to lay out the playoff picture, and then I'm going to also talk about the college football playoff matchups coming up over the next couple of days. But that's pretty much what we're going to do. No more power ranking shows because it's pretty much done. The season is pretty much locked and loaded. I mean, a lot of the games this weekend are going to be a crapshoot because there's going to be a lot of teams not playing a lot of their starters because they either are done for the season or they are headed to the playoffs and just don't really have to play their guys. So it's going to be a weird weekend of football, but we do have some good matchups with some playoff implications. So let's get right into actually how the playoff picture looks heading into week 18. Right now in the AFC playoff picture, the number one overall seed right now is still the Denver Broncos. Number two, the New England Patriots. Number three, the Jacksonville Jaguars. And number four, the Pittsburgh Steelers. One of those divisions is up for grabs. Basically, the Ravens and the Steelers will be playing for that number four seed, but the rest of those divisions are pretty much on lock. I don't think the Jacksonville Jaguars have, quote, officially won their division, but I think they're going to win that division. And then as for the wild card AFC spots, number five seed, Houston Texans, number six, the Los Angeles Chargers, and number seven, the Buffalo Bills. And like I said, the only team in the AFC that has a potential shot to try and sneak in the playoffs would be the Baltimore Ravens. Right now, they're on the outside looking in, but the Steelers and them, they will be playing Sunday Night Football, and it will be for the division, so we'll see how that shakes up. But that is the only team in the AFC right now that could potentially sneak in to the playoffs. And then the NFC side of things, number one overall seed right now is the Seattle Seahawks. Number two, the Chicago Bears. Number three, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number four, the Carolina Panthers. So those are all the division leaders right now. For the number four seed, it's going to be a battle between Carolina and Tampa for that division this week. So they will be doing that. That's basically the only team that could sneak in. And then the wild card teams, we have number five, the San Francisco 49ers. Number six, the Los Angeles Rams. And number seven, the Green Bay Packers. And like I said, only one team is potentially could sneak in there, and that would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. If they get a win over the Carolina Panthers, then we could potentially see the Buccaneers slide into that position. But it kind of feels like who cares who gets that position, because I don't think either of those teams got a shot at winning the Super Bowl. So let's move on to week 18 and also my head-to-head matchup between the homie Simon and Ruvalcaba. Last week, I went 7-9. Bringing my season total to 160 wins and 95 losses. And Simon went 9-7 and brings his season total to 164 wins and 91 losses. So he moved up two more games. So now he has a four-game lead over me heading into the last week of football. And that could be a big deal because, you know, if we're within like one or two, then we were going to play into the playoffs. But Yeah, if there's no reason to, if he extends the lead, or if I just can't get within, because, you know, four is pretty difficult to overcome if you're talking about the playoffs. But he's got the four-game lead, and good for him, because this is the first time in 5 years he's been able to actually even keep it this close. So good for him. He might actually finally win, but we still have week 18 to get through. And like I said, going to be a pretty difficult week to guess just because there are a few good matchups. There's nothing but division matchups, so those are usually always good matchups, and so let's get right into it. We only have Saturday and Sunday games this week as well. No more Thursday night football, no more Monday night football. Monday night football will get a playoff game, and Amazon Prime will also get a playoff game as well, but as far as the regular season goes, no more Thursday night football and no more Monday night football. So this week, week 18 begins on Saturday with one of the matchups that actually has playoff implications on the line, the Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right now, the Buccaneers are a 3.5-point favorite, and the last time they faced off against each other 2 weeks ago, the Panthers were able to just get the better of the Bucs, and the Buccaneers just have not been playing good football at all. The last 2 months have just been terrible for them. They've been 1-7 since their bye week. So can they get it going? It just kind of feels like they have not been able to get it going. But then you look at the Carolina Panthers, and this team just has no idea what they want. It's like 1 week they're good, then 1 week they're terrible. I mean, Bryce Young only had like 53 passing yards last week. So that's just how ineffective their offense was last week. And so with the Panthers, you just never know what you're going to get from them offensively. You definitely know what you're going to get from them defensively. They are really solid on the defensive side of the ball. They are ball hawks, and they turn over the ball. But the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's just they are a much more talented team. They are, I would say, the better team on paper, but what we don't know what we're going to get from them either. But with that being said, I'm leaning towards them simply because they're at home, and the Panthers got the win the last time. So I think the Buccaneers are going to win their division, and they are going to move on to the playoffs. I've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning this one 27-21. Then we have the Seattle Seahawks at the San Francisco 49ers. This is actually for their division as well and the number one overall seed. If Seattle gets the win, they win the division, and they're the number one overall seed. Same thing with the Niners. Well, the Niners need a little bit of help for the number one overall seed, but they definitely win the division if they beat Seattle in this one. So those are the playoff implications, even though both teams are in the playoffs. It doesn't really matter. This is really just for number one overall seed. So Seattle at San Francisco. Right now, the Niners are a 1.5-point favorite. And this is always a battle. It doesn't matter who is playing for either of these teams. This is always a battle, and I expect this to be a battle. And when we're talking about a defensive battle, you definitely got to favor the Seattle Seahawks in a defensive battle, and that's what I have a feeling this is going to be. The Niners have been flying high on offense the last couple of weeks, and I just kind of feel like now they're going to run into a brick wall of the Seattle Seahawks defense, and I just feel like the Seahawks defense is not only going to make some big plays in this one, but I feel like they're going to make big plays where they could actually get some turnovers and get some pick sixes or pick up a fumble for a touchdown, because that's just kind of what they do. And the Niners, while they're riding high right now, it's just there's something about them. They're a very middle-of-the-road team. Other than Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy, they really aren't showing out. They really aren't. They're completely injured. They're in all statistical categories. They're middle of the road. So it's like, at some point, I feel like their luck's going to run out, basically. It's just kind of how I feel about them. And so I do have the Seahawks in this one just because I like their defense. I think their offense will do enough to hold it down, and they do have a good ground attack. San Francisco's not really good at stopping the run, so I just kind of feel like Seattle's going to do enough to get the win in this one, but I think it's definitely going to be because of their defense. I've got the Seattle Seahawks winning this one 23-21. Then the Sunday matchups, we have the Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals. Right now, the Bengals are a 7.5-point favorite. Neither team has anything to play for, so it's just going to be straight-up football for both teams. I kind of expect, Joe Burrow, he's been working his way back from his injury, and I just kind of feel like he's going to come out and do the same thing in this one, where he just has a nice, solid game, has a couple of touchdowns, and then they probably just sit him down for the rest of the game. Cleveland, we're still on Myles Garrett alert. He has not broken the single season sack record just yet. He is still a half game to tie it, and then one half sack to tie it, and one sack to go over. he should get in this one. I feel like he should. It's going to be so shitty if he misses that record by a half. I'm just going to be so pissed. But I kind of feel like the Cincinnati Bengals have a terrible offensive line. So he's gotta at least get one sack in this one. So I think Myles Garrett's finally going to break the sack record. But once again, it's going to be in a loss. I've got the Bengals winning this one 27-14. Then we have the New Orleans Saints at the Atlanta Falcons. Right now, the Falcons are a 2.5-point favorite. Both teams who have nothing to play for, other than pride, of course. And, you know, the Saints, Tyler Shug, he has been having an amazing rookie year. And I kind of feel like he's going to do the same thing where he's just going to show out in this one, have a good time, really just show the world that, hey, I'm going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints next year. You better get used to it. Atlanta is too up and down for me, so I'm just going to take New Orleans in this one 26-20. Then we have the Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings. Right now, the Vikings are a 6.5-point favorite, which is very weird because, you know, I don't think the Packers are terrible. I mean, they have issues, but, I mean, they're a playoff-bound team, so that's kind of odd, and especially because the Vikings aren't really a good team. I mean, their third-string quarterback is probably who's going to be playing, and he had, like, what, 70 yards passing last week? I kind of feel like the Packers are a good enough team to beat a team like the Vikings. And just because, you know, the Packers, they probably want to just head into the playoffs with a good win, and I feel like that's what they're going to do in this one. And they definitely need some help defensively, but I just kind of feel like the Packers are going to want to go into the playoffs with a win. I don't really think the Vikings are that good, so I just have the Packers winning this one 28-23. Then we have the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Giants. Right now, the Cowboys are a 5.5-point favorite. And neither of these teams are playing for a goddamn thing. And with that being said, since I hate the Giants and I'm a huge Cowboys fan, I'm going with the Cowboys 41-7, just because. Then we have the Tennessee Titans at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Right now, the Jaguars are a 10.5-point favorite. And Jacksonville, I expect them to roll in this one. The Titans are pretty much a garbage team. They have been able to put together some offensive drives over the last couple of games. But, I mean, other than that, I kind of feel like Jacksonville is going to want to head into the playoffs, you know, with a big win. And this is a good team to get a big win against. And I've got the Jacksonville Jaguars winning this one 31-10. Then we have the Indianapolis Colts at the Houston Texans. Right now, the Texans are a 10.5-point favorite. And I just feel like, you know, Texans defense is it ain't nothing to fuck with, basically. That is just one hell of a defense. And I just, you know, the Colts don't have anything to play for, so I just kind of feel like it's going to be a real long day for them. And I've got Houston winning 23-17. Then we have the New York Jets at the Buffalo Bills. Right now, the Bills are an 11.5-point favorite. It looks like Josh Allen will not be playing in this one. I can't remember if they officially announced it or if it was just they were saying he may or may not. I kind of feel like why bother playing him if he's injured? You might as well rest him because they are a playoff bound team, so they're not going to win their division. So really, who cares where your seeding's at? So, and plus you're playing the Jets. I mean, quite frankly, they should be able to beat the Jets with whoever is starting at quarterback because the Jets suck. So I have the Bills winning 20-10. Then we have the Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears. Right now, the Bears are a 2.5-point favorite, and you know, Lions don't have anything to play for. But I still think they're going to give it a go. I think they're going to want to ruin Chicago's day heading into the playoffs. But with that being said, I just think Chicago, they're coming off of that tough loss last week, so I don't really see them losing two games in a row. I kind of feel like this is going to be a nice get-right game for them. I don't think they're going to dominate the Lions by any means. As a matter of fact, I kind of feel like this is going to be a back-and-forth game between Caleb Williams and Goff. Just kind of, I feel like it's going to be scoring between the two of them. But then I just kind of feel like the Bears are going to get the better of them and get the win 28-26. Then we have the Los Angeles Chargers at the Denver Broncos. Right now, the Broncos are a 7.5-point favorite. They've already said that Justin Herbert is not going to be playing for the Chargers this week. They're going to rest him because they've already made the playoffs, so why bother playing him this week? Let him rest that injured hand of his. And the Broncos, you know, they want the number one seed. The number one overall seed has not been spoken for yet in the AFC. So if they get this win, they are in as the number one overall seed. And you definitely want that, especially in a place like Denver, because the weather can always be a factor in future playoff games. So they could, that's basically what they're playing for. So I expect them to have a very good game. And I've got the Broncos winning 20-7. Then we have the Kansas City Chiefs at the Las Vegas Raiders. Right now, the Chiefs are a 6.5-point favorite. The Raiders have the number one overall pick to play for. If they lose, they are the number one overall pick. So I kind of feel like, yes, the players on the field are going to be playing their hearts out, but I kind of feel like the front office is going to be hoping that the Kansas City Chiefs are able to pull this one out. I kind of feel like that's what they're looking for, and that's what I feel like is going to happen. I feel like the Chiefs are going to want to get a win. They don't, I mean, that why wouldn't they? But the Raiders have a lot more to lose for, and so I kind of feel like, hey, why not keep on losing? I've got the Chiefs winning 17-7. Then we have the Arizona Cardinals at the Los Angeles Rams. Right now, the Rams are an 8.5-point favorite, and coming off of that weird loss on Monday night to the Atlanta Falcons, the Rams and the Bills, I swear to God, almost mirror each other, because you're like, one game, they just look fantastic, and then the next game, they lay an egg against a garbage-ass team, and you're like, where did this come from? And so that's just what I always feel with the Rams, and that's what I kind of feel like this game could be potentially for them, because the Arizona Cardinals are not only a division rival, but they're a terrible team, but they have the, it's just, I wouldn't be shocked if they actually took the Rams to the mat in this one. But with that being said, I think it's going to be a close one, but I think the Rams are going to edge the Cardinals out in this one 24-16. Then we have the Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots. Right now, the Patriots are a 10.5-point favorite. The Patriots also could benefit from this win. If the Broncos lose and the Patriots win, then the Patriots have the number one overall seed. So they definitely want to win this one. And Miami is just a trash-ass team. So I have New England winning this one 35-14. Then we have the Washington Commanders at the Philadelphia Eagles. Right now, the Eagles are a 7.5-point favorite. Washington is down to their third-string quarterback. Philadelphia is down to going to the Super Bowl again, basically. I mean, it doesn't matter how this team looks, how this team plays. They are headed to the playoffs, and I just kind of feel like we better get used to seeing this stupid team in the playoffs. But and I don't think they're going to have any issues against Washington either. I just kind of feel like it's going to be a real easy game for them. I've got the Eagles winning 21-10. And then the Sunday night football matchup is the Baltimore Ravens at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right now, the Ravens are a 3.5-point favorite, and this is for the division, and it is for the last playoff spot. To me, though, the Ravens, it doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, they're coming off of that big win last week, and everybody's like thinking that they're just going to keep on soaring and riding high, and it's like, this team has not played consistent football at all this season. They haven't been able to get it going once. And even when they do get it going, it's like the next game, they just lay a complete egg. We don't know if Lamar Jackson's going to play. He did practice today, so it's possible he could play. I would say if he practiced today, it's more than likely he's going to play. But still, I don't think it matters if Lamar Jackson plays. I actually think the Steelers are the better team, even though they're not playing that great either. But just overall, the Steelers have been way more consistent than the Ravens. They're in less disarray. There's not a lot of drama surrounding the Steelers, whereas the Ravens, we already are hearing, oh my God, is John Harbaugh going to be the coach next year? Are they going to trade Lamar Jackson? We're already hearing all the stupid bullshit. So it's like, if you're hearing that type of drama, I just kind of feel like the Steelers are poised and ready to win this one. Now, I do expect it to be a typical Steelers-Baltimore Ravens battle. I don't think either team's going to run away with it. As a matter of fact, wouldn't be shocked if it comes down to like the last drive, last defensive stand, something crazy like that. But since the Steelers are at home and since the Steelers are playing much better football than the Ravens, I'm going with the Steelers in a close one, 21-17. Then we have the college football playoff quarterfinals over the next 2 days. Tonight, right now, actually, this one just started, Miami versus Ohio State. Ohio State is a 9.5-point favorite in this one. And just kind of with what Miami showed me in their last game, it was they had no offense. They had nothing going on. They had no spark. And while I think Ohio State is completely overrated, completely overranked, and doesn't even belong really as a number one seed, I do think they're a better team, and so I do have Ohio State winning that matchup, but just simply because Miami has not been good on the offensive side of the ball as of late. Then the next three games will be tomorrow on New Year's Day. So we have Oregon versus Texas Tech. Right now, Oregon is a 2.5-point favorite, and I just kind of feel like this is Oregon's game to win because Texas Tech is the new kid in town. Yes, they're flying high, having a great season, but Oregon's been here before. They know how to win. They have a lot of depth, and I just think they're more ready for this type of game than Texas Tech. So I have Oregon moving on in that matchup. Then we have Alabama versus Indiana. Right now, Indiana is a 7-point favorite. And I got to say, that's kind of shocking. I mean, I know Alabama's not, you know, they're kind of up and down. But Alabama is still a good team, and they've been here before. Whereas Indiana, I kind of think they're a little bit on the overrated side. And I also don't think they're ready for this kind of matchup. I wouldn't be shocked if Alabama actually kind of smacks them in the mouth in this one and takes an early lead and kind of never looks back, or takes an early lead and it kind of is tied here and there, but Alabama pretty much has the lead the whole way. That's kind of how I feel like it's going to go. I don't really believe a lot in Indiana. I think they're a good team, but I just kind of feel like now that they're here, now that we get to see if they're legit or not, I kind of feel like Alabama is going to take it to them. And I've got Alabama upsetting Indiana in that one. And then the last matchup we have tomorrow is Ole Miss versus Georgia. Right now, Georgia is a 6.5-point favorite. And, you know, Ole Miss is coming in with no coach. And then Georgia's coming in with just being one of the best teams in the SEC and in college football. And, you know, with what's left on the table, I just kind of feel like this is probably Georgia's national championship to win. They're probably overall the best team, the most consistent team, and the most trustworthy team. Because, you know, yes, Ohio State won it last year, but this is a completely different team than last year, and they really haven't been tested at all by a good team. Then you look at, like I said, Miami, terrible offense, so I don't even expect them to move on. And then you've got Oregon, who can do it, but then it's like they get to the championship game and then blow their wad. And then Alabama, they just have so many questions where it's like, I don't really trust them to win the national championship. Whereas Georgia, I just kind of look at it, if they get past Ole Miss, they should have an easy ride to not only get to the national championship game, but probably win the national championship game. So that, if you can't tell, that means I'm leaning towards Georgia in this matchup over Ole Miss, just because I think Georgia is the better team. And they've been playing great football as of late, and you really don't want them at their hottest during the postseason. All right, y'all. Like I said, there will not be a show this Friday, and there will not be a show next Monday. I will be back on Friday, January 9th. We will be talking NFL playoffs on that show. But until then, enjoy the next couple of weeks of football. Enjoy the next couple of weeks of sports, and I will talk to you fools when I get back on January 9th.